Hey, you better sit down. Hey, you better sit down and let Harmon snap a picture so that you're in there. You can prove you're out of council.
Okay, we'll call the meeting to order, please. Janelle, please call the roll.
Representative Byrne?
Here.
Senator Bennett? Representative Brown?
Here.
Senator Dankworth? Senator Eliason?
Here.
Representative Hayes?
Here.
Senator Kelly?
Here.
Senator Curtula?
Here.
Representative Miller?
Here.
Representative Phillips?
Here.
Senator Ray?
Here.
Senator Rohde?
Here.
Representative Vasca? Chairman Malone?
Here. We have these minutes.
How many?
11.
Yeah, we have the minutes of the other.
Wouldn't they be approved as read?
Is there objection to approval of the minutes? It's one point. No objection. The motion is adopted. One point, bring up to the council. We did circulate a memorandum on the, at one point there for the additional funds for the continuation of TV coverage. So that did draw down the council account. I think everyone on the council saw it. And I'd ask the agency to verify through the members' offices so that has taken place. Fred?
Mr. Chairman, just in light of some of the history or questions that have been raised 2-3 years ago about council actions, it's not a council meeting. I knew the action was taken. I thought it'd be relevant.
That's me.
Okay, there is a motion. The letter is actually a memorandum from all members of the council to the agency in lieu of a meeting to allocate $10,000 for the purpose of the continuing TV coverage thing. Representative Brown's moved ratification. Is there objection to the motion?
Question on that. Yeah. How much do we have left in the council funds?
Just about nothing, I think.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Harrison?
This point is a very difficult thing to answer because we have, back in January, the council approved running the D.C. office out of that fund until the end of June. And we're trying to get some projections with our phone bill and the police's salary lag and the whole thing. And it looks like we have about 19,000 in council funds and in an offset of about 21,000 in D.C. office, you know, running it all the way through June, and maybe 23,000. So we're going to be a little short. I think that's what brings up the first item on your agenda council some accounts there to free up some council money to finish that off. I won't know until probably August, but, you know, what the actual cost of the concession rent so it's late into this fiscal year.
Well, okay, in addition to the $10,000, we have ran a few days past that. Part of that cost, I guess, could be picked up in the wrap-up time written in the contract, but I think it went past that. And then there was an accounting provided by the contractor with the Division of Libraries for cost of maintenance for equipment through the end of May. That was not authorized for payment by the council. But what I would like to do, if we could do it, or suggestion on this subject, would be to allocate a certain amount of money to, if possible, from probably from unexpended session funds if they become available. I understand the governor's not signed that bill yet. Since that is a session cost, and also to pay actual costs of maintenance, which is I'd like to ask Mr. Rourke what that came to so far.
You see, the part of parliamentary income, Mr. Chairman, did the motion ratify and the other stuff pass? I didn't hear it so ordered. I just didn't know.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, the amount above the ceiling that we was placed in the contract had come to something like $5,915 for overall maintenance and state on from.
Thank you for the information. Ms. Brown.
Chairman, isn't it true that the last time we extended the television in a full council meeting rather than by the memorandum, apparently, it was my information right after that, apparently the motion we passed did not include maintenance costs. Is that how we got into this bind?
Well, it's not necessarily a bind. That was a deliberate decision by the council. I'm bringing it up again because there were actual costs incurred.
Is the equipment going to be in shape and well stored? Do we have any guarantee? Are we getting it in shape so it's ready to run again? So on? Is it all going to be well stored and well packaged, so to speak, and all that? But what are we doing there? We do have that responsibility to see to it that it is. Is that assigned to someone? Is Janelle Parker? Is he handling anything?
We've arranged to have it stored in the Senator Fisher's committee room back where it was before.
Properly handled and put a tip over in an earthquake or something.
And, Mr. Chairman, and there will be no use of that equipment in the interim by any time.
Well, I don't know if that bears on the point that Senator Rohde brought up, but what I'd like to do, if we could, would be to first take care of the question of what happened past the funding for the last $10,000.
Or I support your suggestion by motion. Fundings available from surpluses from the bill yet to be signed by the governor take care of this stuff. That's, I think, an obligation that we made here. Okay. And let the chairman of the council get down to the few dollar differences it may be. Okay.
Well, what I would propose to the council is that the RSA be funded at the daily rate that was authorized in the original motion of the council. Plus reimbursement of maintenance costs not to exceed $6,000. I think that $5,900 was the amount that was mentioned by the contractor.
As long as the building invoice.
I so move.
A lot more than that for maintenance, but that was from the time we set up the RSA.
We're taking care of the first point?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it going to be the policy that no use be made of that equipment during the interim period without express consent of council?
That's up to the council. Senator Rohde had a point.
Just a sort of question in that regard. What does it cost to keep the satellite window open between Juneau and Anchorage for a half-hour period? Since some of the retained cities are people here, what is the cost of the satellite? What would the cost be to have in terms of equipment, and what equipment would be required? Obviously,
oh, that's right. Because Kima doesn't have their own equipment.
Are you? Is somebody suggesting we should supply the equipment to Kima?
And the window.
I just realized. Mr. Chairman.
Representative Brown.
Well. Before Senator Rohde said that, I was thinking, about electronic equipment sitting up in a closet somewhere, kind of like musical instruments. It's the best way to make sure it's going to need to have at least some maintenance work as soon as you finally pull it out of the closet 6 months later. Very often the way you make sure that that kind of stuff is working is that it's got to be some use so you know that it's working. And what I was thinking of is, I don't know what kind of costs are involved, but a little bit of transfer or idea. Well, I just was wondering about the idea of leasing it to Cajun, but I forgot about the fact that Kimo just opened up a bureau here and they don't have their own equipment. Or maybe it's more cost effective for them to buy it rather than lease something from us or something. But if there were, maybe it's a hairy ass idea, but just to throw it out, a lease with someone like that. With maintenance requirements, so that we know that when we get it back, it's in the lease. We know it's supposed to be maintained. some revenue out of it, no skin off our nose, somebody used it, so service was provided. Of course, and I suppose, you know, we'll have Hebert and other people come down and
I think it has to be available to everybody.
Private market, you know.
It's still might provide our equipment for these purposes with a real strong management team and the whole thing here. This is a pretty loose operation. And I think it's just got to be packed and stored. It's like the car, so you don't run the damn thing. Indeed, something may happen to it, certainly. Less will happen to it than if it hits a Mack truck like that, too.
Could I ask Bob what would be, what's entailed, and there are several different satellite ports that would...
Excuse me, just a minute. Senator Rohde, Senator Kelly was seeking the floor.
No, go ahead.
Could you just kind of explain the system to us, what would be required, and some of the problems as you see them?
I'm not exactly sure if I can answer the question. As far as the window cost and that type of thing, you basically have already paid for that. There's no additional charge to what you've already budgeted. And then the wrap down list, I believe it's all about leaving the window open for public affairs uses and for other things. And so that window would just be a window that is continued and no additional charge to the state than what is already being paid now. And then you have the other variables of actual production and or transmission from one point to the other. The satellite is under the control of the Rural Alaska Television Network. They determine the windows, who uses them. And so, you know, we sort of answer to something else in language as far as how we schedule and how the different windows are made in the different times. And just as far as the maintenance and equipment, it's easier really. We had a real hard time bringing the stuff back from the boxes this year. Mm-hmm. Some of the equipment never really worked quietly.
So what we're talking about is access to the window, since it already exists.
It would be available, like you say, a management. It would be available to everyone to use on an equal basis.
Bullshit.
Senator,
Mr. Chairman, I would move that the equipment that belongs to the legislature be stored upstairs with no authorized use whatsoever by anyone without the express approval of the legislative council.
Ask unanimous consent.
What was the like?
Okay, store the equipment and leave it up there. Nobody uses it, period.
Unless you have any votes.
Unless you have council approval.
That's right. That's what we should do. That's what I thought.
Will we be having any more council meetings?
July.
Oh, it's up to, again, up to the council.
We've done that before. And nobody seems to come to council meetings.
Yeah.
So,
under the discussion on the motion, I understand that there is a request, I don't know from whom, from a commercial broadcaster to use some of the transmission equipment, what, on Monday? I think.
What, for the wrap-up thing?
I don't know what it's for. Is that... I was informed it was a request, that was all.
Why don't we make a determination on the window? Anybody got any problem with the window?
That's not even our...
Yeah, it's not our bag.
Well, then what are we talking about?
Representative Brown.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I may not oppose the motions before us, but for the moment I'm going to object for purposes of information rather than making decisions on the board here. Are we in a situation that maybe some misunderstandings and that Keyhole has made an investment decision and brought down the first time a private broadcasting entity for outside Juneau has ever had two or three staffers here on an assumption that may be incorrect, that equipment would be available to them in their own possession, you know?
Mr. Brown, I think we're talking about two kinds of equipment. There's the cameras and the field recorders, which is the equipment that goes around here.
That's what I'm asking.
Then there's the black boxes that are necessary just for access to the satellite to make sure the signal is correct.
Well, those are available somewhere.
No, they're not. Those are there's two kinds of equipment the legislature owns. The cameras and recorders and then the black boxes that you use to get on to the access to the satellite. The equipment that people need to continue to have public affairs program at Juneau is not necessarily the cameras. They can cameras and recorders, but those black boxes that the legislative affairs agency owns that are necessary to use any satellite.
like Barney Lewis.
Do they use their own camera equipment?
Yes, they have their
For their new operation, they're having to send their own camera equipment and making provisions here for editing in Juno. But even if they edit through their own devices, they still don't have any way to get on access to the satellite because of the black box.
What are the value of boxes? What they cost?
Oh, well, I don't know. I've been out of it for about a year, Mr. Senator, and prices in electronics are strange. They don't follow inflation.
Give us a ballpark figure for it.
I have no idea.
What did they cost a year ago when you knew the chair?
And then you're talking about a round number of about 2 miles.
Yeah, that's what I suspect.
I think we better get out while we're ahead.
Bob, another question. Is there any other access in Juno to these black boxes? Does K2 have it? Somebody? Are we the only access point?
That's the only access point.
Who is in control of the black boxes that belong to us?
Us.
And there must be somebody that has control of them when we aren't here.
The agency.
All right, then I would recommend that the agency retain control of them and allow access to the boxes with the customary charge for maintenance and repair.
Be determined
Mr.
by
Chairman, I would suggest an amendment to that simply for the minutes when that black boxes and abuse the words satellite transmission equipment.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Couture.
Before you leave here, you should have somebody that's out of record who's absolutely responsible for the security, the fact they're not wrecked, and you should have anybody using them have certain liabilities. Pretty carefully drafted. Doesn't sit here in the back. For destruction, you're not going to be loaning a $200,000 Sherman tank to anybody.
Maybe I could make a suggestion on that.
You've got to have a return on it that's consonant with the investment, lease maintenance of Bill Aces and some of the return on the
Maybe I could make a suggestion on this is that in the way of a modification to Senator Kelly's motion, which would be that except for the equipment, state equipment necessary to pack everything up, except for the state equipment necessary to access the satellite window, but I don't think we make a determination right now how to do that, and what I would like to do would be to have the President and the Speaker appoint a couple people to work with the agency on the subject and review that
case at the next meeting of the council. I think it's probably fairly detailed type of question. It was raised to me before. I have not had an opportunity to spend time to come up with a better recommendation to council than that.
I don't understand what you just said.
I did.
Okay.
You
better point.
Trust
me.
Senator Bennett.
In addition to that,
yeah, that's a good point.
You say last time.
Or maybe, yeah, it's expensive.
You're saying it's expensive.
Okay, well,
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Kelly.
And is the motion is before us now go something like this, except for the satellite's equipment in there, that none of the equipment that the legislature owns shall be used in the air without the express approval of the legislative council?
Except for satellite transmission equipment.
Yes.
And that is going to be stored carefully, and the responsibility is going to be what, Mark Charney's?
Yeah, the agency has property control officer.
You will be certain that somebody does take that responsibility.
That's the revised version of Kelly's motion.
Would that type of motion, including the designation of a couple of people to that could have a few hours or time to go over the details of that responsibility, be acceptable as an amendment to the motion by the council by Senator Kelly?
Chairman, I understand what Senator Kelly said just now, but your earlier statement about what these two people were doing, it wasn't clear to me at all what they think they're doing.
I'll repeat the motion. I think you didn't understand it because you weren't listening, Fred, but what I suggested
was even watching your mouth.
What I suggested was we do this, that all of the equipment, except that state equipment necessary to access the satellite window. Of course, we immediately take control of that, and hand light equipment, keep it out of service with, in accordance with the motion, without 8 votes of the council, that as far as a policy on the use of the other state equipment by other people, that we have the Speaker and the President appoint 2 members of the legislature for the purpose of recommending a policy to the council. That policy would be ratified at the next meeting of the council. In the meantime, they would establish the policy for the agency.
Okay, that was the last part. I didn't know what would happen, whether we leave them with a non-decision decision until July.
Okay. Ask unanimous consent.
Just a moment. Discussion on the motion. Speaker Hayes.
No, it's fine.
Is there further discussion on the motion? Is there objection to the motion?
Ask
unanimous consent.
No objection. Motion is adopted. Senator Kelly.
Do we have an up-to-date inventory of all the equipment we purchased and what's still available?
Yes.
How do you want that, when do you want that appointment?
You watch the speaker from the president.
Please, it should be done today. So.
Well, it's really hard for anybody to hear what the people are doing.
I got to get get a written memo from him to line out exactly what his motion is.
Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Chairman, following up on the last motion, I will nominate Representative Phillips as the representative of the House to work with a like member from the Senate.
Senator Ray is here.
I second that.
I know you don't know anything, Bill, but Randy served on some of these cases. Randy will let you know.
There's no objection to that procedure. It's adopted. The next.
I knew enough to wire him for television.
That's right.
The next item on the agenda is really a notification to the council. Mr. Harrison, I think, could speak on it.
Mr. Chairman, briefly, I refer to Senator Bennett, but I understand the salary increase has already been made. The retroactive money has been appropriated for this year. But inadvertently, in the 83 budget, Senate version of the 83 budget did not address the problem of the salary increase for 83. Mm-hmm. And so we are entering in the 1st of July into salary ranges and pay that is not truly funded in the budget. It was based on the more bigger. So we're going to need somewhere early in the session a special appropriation for the balance of that year. I just want to sound a little bit over.
Yeah, fire.
There's another answer, yeah.
Representative Phillips.
Mr. Chairman, who's this for anyway? You didn't state that.
Let me restate, I think, the point I looked in. As far as I can tell, there is original budgets of 2 branches of government, the legislature and the court system, were not, they did not include in their budgets any salary increases in the original request. And there was no legislation adopted providing the extra funds for those branches of government. And so the 2 options, I guess, at this point are to, just determine council policy. One option would be, normally I expect those would be funded since the changes in the pay raise law were adopted by the legislature and the retroactive pay, to adopt a policy that there would be a supplemental appropriation to fund those legislative items, or that they would be there would be a revised budget presented to the council to take into account the increased costs of the salary increases for the entire fiscal year of 83.
Mr. Chairman, I have a motion.
Senator Katula?
I would just move that the comptroller prepare
consider the first motion first.
Okay. Is there objection to the motion as stated by the Senate President? There is objection.
No.
There's no objection. The motion is adopted. The next item of business is the auditor for fiscal year 82. Only thing I can report to council is I did look at the audit that was done by the auditor currently retained, Price Waterhouse. We have had that firm for 2 years. Have not requested proposals for new auditing firms. My recommendation to council is that we engage Price Waterhouse for the audit for fiscal year 82.
And so move.
And
I ask unanimous consent.
Okay, there is a motion. Unanimous consent has been asked by Representative Phillips.
For discussion purpose, what's the tradition? I know we don't have anything set. Any one firm have this contract for 3 years straight, or every other year, or
usually one every 2 or 3 years, 2 years, 3 years. Mm-hmm. We should change.
Yeah,
a
point of inquiry.
Center rate.
Some of the contracting law that we passed, does that have an immediate effective date if so? Well, if it didn't, then we're all right.
90 days.
Well, the government has to find a problem with that.
Okay.
What's the problem?
Six deals, you know. Ask for six bids on it.
Meetings will take longer than people.
We've got to do things properly.
There's a motion on the floor.
Okay, there is a motion to
wait through the Waterhouse.
Ask unanimous consent.
I would switch through one.
Unanimous consent has been asked. Is there objection? No objection. Motion is adopted. The next items are put on there, and this agenda consists mostly old items that are left over from the fact we didn't have other council meetings, but the next items on there is whether the legislative council wants to take any action to replace the voting machines, and whether want to consider an upgrade to the House sound system. I guess there's a number of different options available there. Senator Kelly.
Mr. Chairman, I would think that shortly in the future, assuming what happens in November, that there might be a major redecorating effort in both chambers.
And if that is the case, I don't think now would be the time to change the legislation.
Speaker Hayes.
Mr. Chairman, last year when the Senate upgraded their sound system, we were advised by telephone that sometime just before an opportunity expired to include the House, that there was an upgrading project going on, and the House declined at that time to upgrade the sound system. But I feel that probably would be appropriate during this interim to go ahead with the replacement or upgrading the House sound system in some manner. From my point of view, I'd like to see that covered. I probably, as far as voting machines are concerned, I would agree that we don't replace them, but that we do go along with the necessary maintenance that's required to make them top shape for next session.
Is that a motion?
Well, see, we have a motion pending on the floor, and that is regarding the voting machines by Senate President. And,
just to retain and maintain and then make into shape.
I would agree with that.
A comment.
That's yours.
A comment by the speaker on that. Representative Miller.
Yeah. Sir, I guess my question is more on the sound system. I was just curious from the Senator. Are you satisfied with the sound system? From the gallery, it seems to work very well, but I don't know.
Our sound system is fine.
We're also satisfied with the one in the House.
The members of the House are not very satisfied.
However it works, you guys come across better on the camera.
No, it seems to come out wrong. We hear you out there in the hall.
Well, is the motion strictly on the voting machines, then we get to the sound system?
The motion was on the voting machines. Is there further discussion on the voting machines? Okay. Is there objection to the motion?
do nothing.
That's right.
Except for any necessary repairs and upgrade. I guess we do have to a contract on those. Mr. Harrison.
Yeah, we have to renew a contract July 1, and had an option with Mr. Burge with somebody else because
I would move that they renegotiate the contract.
Okay, we have a motion pending on the replacement of voting equipment. I'd like to dispose of that first. Is there objection to Senator Curtula's motion? No objection. There is a motion by Senator Ray.
Renegotiate the contract on the maintenance.
Mr. Harrison.
Mr. Vogt to address that since he's been working with
it.
Nobody has to tell us that. I think we agreed on that.
Yeah, well, a brief comment, Mr. Vogt.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. One of the problems we have in the renegotiation of the contract is that we do not own that equipment. We're leasing this equipment from the supplier. Therefore, our options are quite limited.
Why did you bring it up? Why did the other guy bring it up that we're having a hard time with? Let's get down to the meat of it. If you can renegotiate the contract, okay. If you can't, then don't. Well, then don't. Let's go on to something else.
Okay. Right. We would have to what? Renew the contract?
Yes, and we certainly, I think we'll be able to renegotiate some contract. With these people. Without renegotiating that contract, the only basic option we have would be replacement.
We have a motion pending from Senator Ray, Representative Brown.
Everybody's kind of gun-shy and short attention span. I think what we want to do is whatever is the right motion that gives them a decent amount of discretion and flexibility based on council directive to make the best cost-effective decision. I mean, they're the managers, we're not. Whatever that motion is, I'll vote for.
Give them the opportunity to renegotiate the contract.
We have a motion by Senator Ray.
That's good. Unanimous consent.
And there is a request for unanimous consent. Is there objection?
On the assumption that motion is roughly what I said.
Okay, the motion is adopted. I would ask for a report to the council members or at our next meeting before entering into any renegotiated contract. Speaker Hayes.
Before I make a motion on the house sound system, what information do we have regarding the cost of replacing the sound system in the house? Along the lines of what was done in the Senate, which apparently works really well.
Senator Kelly.
I have a question for Senator Curtula. When we replaced the Senate sound system, did we use Senate leadership funds on that?
No, I just do not remember. I thought it was a council motion.
Yeah. It came out of council funds. It was reallocation of council funds.
Representative Brown.
Well, that may be intentional. That's not the call. We leave the microphone hooked up, but the voting machine
what
my impression. They certainly
I'd like to make a suggestion on the sound system, if I may, for the House. The council has a responsibility, but what I'd like to do would be to authorize a motion from the council to authorize the Speaker of the House to investigate that, and if it appears appropriate to encumber available funds from the lapsing funds for the purpose of renovating the house sound system.
I'll amend that to have a report back to the council on July 9th.
Did you really lose the lapse fund?
Good.
Why are we going to meet on the 9th of July?
Well, we need to meet at the beginning of the fiscal year.
16. SSL is 19.
Friday?
I don't know.
Okay. I'd suggested a motion. Senator Reid suggested an amendment to the motion.
Well, if that's all right, I'll look at it. I just thought he could come back and tell us at that time.
The motion, the amendment's been withdrawn. If the chair may make the liberty of take the liberty of making a motion, I would state my proposal as a motion. Is there objection?
I object, sir.
There's objection. The please call.
I don't want any funds being used until I know what it's for. Just adopting the policy of the House and Senate. I got to know what it's for and what the amount is.
Mr. Chairman, my understanding is for the House sound system?
Yes.
Yeah. But Mr. Chairman.
Representative Phillips.
I understand that from the motion, the Speaker of the House or somebody from the House will come in with a proposal.
No. The motion would be to authorize the Speaker of the House to take appropriate action using fiscal year 82 funds for the purposes of upgrading the house sound system if he finds it advisable. He could give a report after the fact to the council, of course.
Council controls the space.
Yeah. So we need to.
You've got to encumber the funds right before the motion.
Okay. Is the objection maintained to the motion?
Yes.
Okay. Would the please call the. Is there further discussion?
Senator Bennett wanted to be back. Okay.
Did he want to? Okay, well, we'll stand at ease for a moment. Senator. Mr. Harrison.
Is this authorizing you to go ahead and spend money right now?
Before we have four lapses.
We're still on the phone. Okay, but we used the house money.
I think we'll be house money.
Products come out of ownership. We don't have any money. Yeah, but we used council money to pay for the Senate.
Well, what was the answer to Mr. Harrison?
We'll stand at ease for a moment, please.
I didn't find Senator Bennett. I don't know if he was that interested in this particular subject.
Okay. Back to order then. Before the recess, we had a motion. And there was objection to the motion. Call for the question. Is there, please call the roll.
Representative Byrne?
Yes.
Senator Bennett? Representative Brown?
Yes.
Senator Eliason?
Yes.
Representative Hayes?
Yes.
Senator Kelly?
Yes.
Senator Kutula?
No.
Representative Miller?
Yes.
Representative Phillips?
Yes.
Senator Ray?
No.
Senator Rohde?
No.
Chairman Malone?
Yes.
Eight to three.
Mr. Chairman, I suggest. motion has been adopted, Representative Brown. I would ask the Speaker for a full report on any decision makes in the next council meeting, Mr. Counting of it.
Mr. Chairman, for the record, I've asked Representative Miller and Representative Phillips to check into the cost and report back to me so that I can encumber any necessary funds before the end of the fiscal year. Are there further business on that agenda item? Does somebody have something else they want to bring up? Now we'll move on the agenda. The next item is Space Policy Anchorage Office. The legislature has leased the space for the upstairs floor of the building in Anchorage where the LIO is located. And there are some offices there that are in use. There are some offices that are have been... Two small offices have been reserved for the use of the council, but there's unallocated and unreserved space in the building, and I would like to suggest a policy that the unallocated and unreserved space in the building at this time be allocated by the Speaker and the President or their designees. Is there objection? The next item on the agenda was put on there at the request of Representative Gardner. And what it is is this. Representative Gardner requested me put this on the agenda. He observed that the legislature works in a high-stress environment, in one which people don't get enough exercise.
Not just legislators, but the entire staff of the legislature, and that the council consider appointing a commission consisting of physicians and other interested people to make recommendations to the legislature as to what it could do to protect the health and, I guess, sanity of the people who work in and serve in the Alaska legislature. And I think that his idea is a very good one and would like to be able to work with the presiding officers in the appointment of a, I guess we'd call it a blue ribbon commission, to make recommendations to the legislature in this area. Probably a commission such as this would consist of.
Is this a front to do what we want to do anyway in this regard?
Well, I think that
need exercise equipment. Have relays to run.
I think that I don't know about it being a front. I think that if we're going to do something like that, we ought to do it right, and that is get decent recommendations on which to base any action that is taken.
Representative Brown.
For those of us who are sedentary year round, non-jocks. I think that there's something more than just that involved, and Senator Gray's loving histrionics notwithstanding.
Stay out of the sex.
what I would say is there was an NCSL document or some damn thing like that. Everybody's leaving. They did some kind of telemetry on the hearts of senators in Arizona at the peak stress period. They ended up finding out with regard to the vital functions of those people heading toward adjournment, they
volunteer to do that.
Basically, it's not a.
We got the volunteer.
Commissioner, can we just proceed to go ahead and do it through, say, Mike Burns, who could design it off the top of his head in about half an hour, and then we're two steps ahead of the commission meeting and screwing around with it?
No cost.
Damn it, I think my limited knowledge of put something positive in effect. That was all I was thinking.
Okay, well, would it be agreeable to, let's not call it a commission, let's call it a...
Subcommittee.
Yeah, subcommittee, for the purposes that were outlined.
I'm sure you get I through it.
You could be a one-man subcommittee.
I should.
Speaker Hayes.
I would suggest that you more than one person, and I would agree that Dr. Burns is a very appropriate person to have on such a subcommittee. I'd also suggest that Representative Miller would also be a very appropriate person who not only believes in keeping himself in shape, but practices it.
And
Deputy member of council?
Yes.
You know, there are probably perfectly legal lapses that could be applied to the purchase of a few of the needed tricycle machines and all that sort of thing. I just don't know.
Well, is there objection to appointment of the council subcommittee for that purpose that may include members who are not on the council or perhaps members who are not members of the legislature? Not paying any costs on this. Representative Brown.
Part of that, I think, might also be a warning. That is, in the what we get freshmen, we're going to have a lot of freshmen next year, right? When you have freshman legislators, it would be nice if this little subcommittee had somebody generate something, maybe getting that in some copies of the NCSL article. Other comments, maybe collect experience in the legislature. I think we've had, three legislators and two staffers in intensive care in 2 months, two sessions ago. And just warn people, so they're coming in with their eyes wide open, and they know they better watch those things.
The subcommittee could develop those kinds of things.
Some kind of a 2-3 page thing that could be handed out in orientation of regular legislators.
No drinking, no chasing members of the opposite sex, and do not read the newspaper.
Do not read the
answer. Speaker Hayes.
Mr. Chairman, if it were to move quickly enough and if it were appropriate, the Senate President and the House Speaker might take a look at the leadership funds for unlapsed leadership funds that might be available and make some commitment between now and July 1st.
You could do it, Joe, like you can in your engineering. You know the things you could do up top here. Mike Byrne could sit down here and you could argue with Miller is in a way, and set something up and say, hey, you guys, we need the following things, and we could have them in place for next session.
Yeah, I certainly would be agreeable to encumbering and committing the funds that we have.
Well, that'd be in discretion of the presiding officer, is that part of it? But is there objection to setting up a subcommittee?
I'd sure like to see them have a recommendation in 10 days or something.
Yeah.
Come up with some preliminary ones.
Oh, yeah, because you got labs in front. Yeah. The informational thing, they could do a longer time thing. That's something nice for orientation.
Well, I thought it was serious enough to put on the agenda because
you're right.
It's real, and people are...
We watch Mike, and we're twisting and
there may be other things besides exercise that are necessary, I'm afraid, too. But, okay, if there's no objection, Senator Kelly, if there's no objection, we will proceed along those lines.
Let me move on to another.
Yes, please.
This kind of fits here, and I hate to bring this up right now, but there's talk about maybe moving this building over here. Is that still, or maybe one?
Oh, sorry, this building over here.
There's talk about moving this building over here.
We had to do a cost study to see that about moving all the legislature and support operations over to the AOV. It's our understanding that they're the health department will move out of there if they got their budget that
they're
asking for to move, and
just
get everything under that
house.
This
group
would
be able to
do it.
Well,
Senator
Kelly,
well, we don't have that anymore.
Well,
but I want to some kind of motion that would allow the president or the speaker to use any lasting funds for any moving that might have to occur in the interim. Now, we're looking to print shop for that, some different stuff, but there should be some authority.
Representative Miller.
Mr. Chairman, would it be legal for us to encumber at this time any funds that the leadership counts that exist, and we just simply move to encumber them for purposes of the medical commission plan and the legislative office and other moving expenses?
Well, I would that be, it might be legal. I don't think it'd be the world's best business practice to do that.
Well,
we were encumbering it for a specific purpose. That's one thing, but this is a little bit more vague.
Yeah, well, I was thinking that in July, before we could specifically authorize, what we need to do is encumber them right now so that we don't lose them, and then we could audit it, but the actual expenditure would be available then for us to appropriate to authorize in July or later.
I don't know whether, no, Representative Estes, yeah. But I don't know whether it'd be legal or not. I'd be hesitant to do that, Mike, without having, you know, authorizing specific amounts for specific purposes, and then encumbering funds. I think that large amounts of unencumbered funds are the world's best way to get, or encumbered funds are the world's best way to get into a tangled accounting.
Yeah, you're right.
Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Speaker.
Doesn't the statute say that the seven members of council constitute quorum, even though
Mr. Speaker, you're correct. Under the laws of state, seven members constitute a quorum. However, the council has a policy which requires eight members to vote in the affirmative to carry out or taking any action. Which
eight votes in eight.
I personally believe, unless there's really emergency circumstances, the policy should always be observed.
In motion, Speaker to House or somebody from the House to come in with a proposal for the council.
No.
Right?
No. The motion would be to authorize the Speaker of the House to take appropriate action using fiscal year 82 funds for the purposes of upgrading the house sound system if he finds it advisable. He could give a report after the fact to the council, of course.
Council controls the space.
Yeah, so we need to.
You gotta encumber the funds right before the agenda.
Okay. Is the objection maintained to the motion?
Yes.
Okay. Would the please call the. Is there further discussion?
Senator Bennett wanted to be back.
Did he want to? Okay, well, we'll stand at ease for a moment. Senator, Mr. Harrison.
So is this authorizing you to go ahead and spend the money right now?
Before it lapses. We still have the funds.
Okay, but we used the council money.
I think it would be council accounts.
But it's coming out of the
usual
house. We don't have any money.
Yeah, but we used council money to pay for the Senate.
Well, we're.
What was the answer to Mr. Harris?
We'll stand at ease for a moment, please.
I didn't find Senator Bennett. I don't know if he was that interested in this particular subject.
Okay. Back to order then. Before the recess, we had a motion, and there was objection to the motion. Call for the question. Is there, please call the roll.
Representative Byrne?
Yes.
Senator Bennett? Representative Brown?
Yes.
Senator Eliason?
Yes.
Representative Hayes?
Yes.
Senator Kelly?
Yes.
Senator Kurtula?
No.
Representative Miller?
Yes.
Representative Phillips?
Yes.
Senator Ray?
No.
Senator Rohde?
No.
Chairman Malone?
Yes.
Eight to three.
Mr. Chairman, I suggest that.
Okay, the motion has been adopted. Representative Brown, I would ask the Speaker for a full report on any decision he makes at the next council meeting, accounting of it.
Mr. Chairman, I, for the record, I've asked Representative Miller and Representative Phillips to check into the cost and report back to me so that I can
encumber any necessary funds before the end of the fiscal year.
Is there, are there further business on that agenda item? Does somebody have something else they want to bring up? Not, we'll move on the agenda. The next item is space policy, the Anchorage office. The legislature has leased the space for the upstairs floor of the building in Anchorage where the LIO is located. And there are some offices there that are in use. There are some offices that are have been, two small offices have been reserved for the use of the council. But there's unallocated and unreserved space in the building, and I would like to suggest a policy that the unallocated and unreserved space in the building at this time be allocated by the Speaker and the President or their designees.
I move that as a motion.
I must consent.
Is there objection? The next item on the agenda was put on there at the request of Representative Gardner. And what it is is this. Representative Gardner requested me to put this on the agenda. He observed that the legislature works in a high-stress environment, and one which people don't get enough exercise, not just legislators, but the entire staff of the legislature, and that the council consider appointing a commission consisting of physicians and other interested people to make recommendations to the legislature as to what it could do to protect the health and, I guess, sanity of the people who work in and serve in the Alaska legislature. And I think that his idea is a very good one, and would like to be able to work with the presiding officers in the appointment of a, I guess you would call it a blue ribbon commission, to make recommendations to the legislature in this area. Probably a commission such as this would consist of.
Is this a front to do what we want to do anyway in this regard?
Well,
established we already know.
I think that.
He'd exercise it, but have relays to run.
I think that I don't know about it being a front. I think that if we're going to do something like that, we ought to do it right, and that is get decent recommendations on which to base any action that is taken. Representative Brown.
For those of us who are sedentary year-round and
sedentary,
non-jocks and that sort of thing, I think that there's something more than just that involved. what I would say is there was an NCSL document or some damn thing like that. Everybody's leaving. I'm doing their usual thing. They did some kind of telemetry on the hearts of senators in Arizona at the peak stress period. They ended up finding out with regard to the vital functions of those people heading toward adjournment. Maybe Dr. Byrne remembers this, that they saw wider variations in the in blood pressure, respiration, and all of that than for anybody who was a boilermaker, high-stress executive, athlete, non-athlete, anybody else who's ever been tested. That's very recent literature.
I haven't seen that, but
that's like a year and a half ago.
I bet Mike Byrne could set down ABC what should be done to nominate 150.
That's certainly volunteer to do that.
Basically, it's not a.
Got the volunteer.
Commissioner, can we just proceed to go ahead and do it to say Mike Byrne could design it off the top of his head in about half an hour, and then we're two steps ahead of a commission meeting and screwing around with it.
No cost.
Damn it! I think my limited knowledge. something positive. In fact, that was all I was saying.
Okay, well, would it be agreeable to, let's not call it a commission, let's call it a...
Subcommittee.
Yeah, a subcommittee. For the purposes that were outlined.
I'm sure you had an eye through it.
You could be a one-man subcommittee.
Speaker Hayes.
I would suggest that be more than one person than I think so. I would agree that Dr. Burns is a very appropriate person to have on such a subcommittee. I'd also suggest that Representative Miller would also be a very appropriate person who not only believes in keeping himself in shape but practices it.
Does that mean the council?
Doesn't.
You know, there are probably perfectly legal lapses that could be applied.
Well, is there objection to appointment of the council subcommittee for that purpose that may include members who are not on the council or perhaps members who are not members of the legislature? Not paying any costs on this. Representative Brown.
Part of that, I think, might also be a warning. That is, in the what you get freshmen, we're going to have a lot of freshmen next year, right? When you have freshman legislators, it'd be nice if this little subcommittee had somebody generate something, maybe getting that in some copies of the NCSL article, other comments, maybe collect experience in the legislature. I mean, we've had, three legislators and two staffers in intensive care in 2 months, two sessions ago. And just warn people, if they're coming in with their eyes wide open, and they know they better, watch those things.
Well, the subcommittee could develop those kind of things.
Some kind of a 2-3-page thing that could be handed out in orientation of regular legislators. No drinking, no chasing members of the office of sex, and do not read the newspaper in the last 2 weeks.
Do not read the Anchorage Times in the last 2 weeks.
Speaker Hayes.
Mr. Chairman, if it were to move quickly enough and if it were appropriate, the Senate President and the House Speaker might take a look at the leadership fund for leadership funds that might be available and make some commitment between now and July 1st.
He could do it, Joe, like you can in your engineering. You know the things you could do off the top of your head. Mike Byrne could sit down here and he could argue that Miller is a jock in a way and set something up and say, okay, you guys need the following things and we could have them in place for next session.
Yeah, I certainly would be agreeable to encumbering and committing any funds that we have.
That'd be in discretion of the presiding officer, is that part of it? But is there objection to setting up the subcommittee?
I'd sure like to see him have a recommendation in 10 days or something.
Yeah, I
think come up with some preliminary ones.
Oh, yeah, because you got labs in front of it.
Yeah.
Well,
the informational thing they could do a longer time thing. That's for orientation material.
Well, I thought it was serious enough to put on the agenda because it's real and people are.
We watch Mike and we're twisting and jumping around.
There may be other things besides exercise that are necessary, I'm afraid, too. But, okay, if there's no objection, Senator Kelly, if there's no objection, we will proceed along those lines.
Let me move on to another.
Yes, please.
This is kind of fixed here, and I hate to bring this up right now, but there's talk about maybe moving in this building over here.
This building over here.
Talking about moving in this building over here.
We had to do a cost study to see about moving all the legislature and support operations over to the AOB. It's my understanding that the health department is going to move out of there if they got their budget that they're asking for to move. And just get everything under that all inside this room. We've got a few buildings.
Senator Kelly.
Well, we don't have anything anymore.
Well,
what I want to do is make some kind of motion to allow the...
That's unanimous.
Some kind of motion that would allow the President and the Speaker to use any lapsing funds for any moving that might have to occur in the interim. Now, we're looking at print shops and hats and different stuff, but there should be some authority that they can use those funds. Mr. Harrison?
We don't have anything to move it, so you know, just make some decision on and it's a direction from council about moving, but they're going to lapse 30 days.
I see.
Well, I don't know if we're
Mr. Chairman, would it be legal for us to encumber at this time any funds that from the leadership council that exist? Can we just simply move and encumber them for purposes of the medical commission and the legislative office and other moving expenses?
Well, would that be legal? I don't think it'd be the world's best business practice to do that.
Well,
we're encumbering it for a specific purpose. That's one thing, but this is a little bit more vague.
Yeah, well, I was thinking that in July, before we could specifically authorize, what we need to do is encumber them right now so that we don't lose them, and then we could audit it. But the actual expenditure would be available then for us to appropriate to authorize in July or later.
I don't know whether, no, Representative Estes, no. But I don't know whether it'd be legal or not. I'd be hesitant to do that, Mike, without having, you know, authorizing specific amounts for specific purposes and then encumbering funds. I think that large amounts of unencumbered funds are the world's best way to get, or encumbered funds are the world's best way to get into a tangled accounting. Yeah, you're right. Mr. Speaker.
Doesn't the statute say that the seven members of council constitute a quorum, even though
Ms. Speaker, you're correct. Under the laws of state, seven members constitute a quorum. However, the council has a policy which requires eight members to vote in the affirmative to carry out or take any action. Which
eight votes, right?
I personally believe, unless it's really emergency circumstances, the policy should always be observed.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Brown.
That policy is always adopted with a motion of council every 2 years in the first meeting. Mm-hmm. So we're bound by a previous legislation.
Is there anything that would prohibit the Speaker and the President from encumbering funds before they lapse? If they come back to the council the next meeting and say what they're going to do before and how much?
I think we got a rough estimate of what the costs are.
The move itself is about, yes, we have.
Approximately. Is this for the print room? Documents, kid?
Documents going over there?
And
Senator Bennett's available to report on the motion. She's talking to report right outside.
Keep documents.
Yeah. Even right ahead.
Okay. Well, we could come back to that that question. If that building's vacant, it probably makes sense to consolidate some legislative agency operations. We've got them split out now. As an aside, I observed in the change of administration that it might be possible to get an agreement from the executive branch on the fourth floor space. Fourth floor space in the, maybe substitute the sixth floor courthouse space for that.
Why not the third floor?
Pardon?
Why not the third floor?
I think that it would be difficult to reach that agreement, but the fourth floor space with the change in the guard might be possible to work out. So. I don't think it's absolutely necessary to encumber lapsing funds for the purpose. I think that history indicates we could get a report on this. We could also get I think that the amount that's appropriated for the legislature in the next budget is probably adequate to handle that, considering also the fact that the legislature has the opportunity of making necessary supplemental appropriations if they have gone down their account. So.
Why just lapse it, man? Be conservative.
What are we on now?
Okay. Let's leave that one then perhaps open for the next meeting of the council. I would like to see if we get a complete report of costs and so forth and what our options are, also knowing what the other state agencies are doing, and we could perhaps check with the executive branch to see if they're interested in a more efficient organization of space as well.
Sure, but we haven't lost anything by very much, have we, by making decisions in the next fiscal year. What's the order of magnitude of lapsing funds compared to the order of magnitude of legislative funds? Quite a wide variation.
Well, I think that the opportunity still exists there to do that. If it really makes good sense, they could start on it then. But okay, no objection, we'll handle that in that fashion, that we've got to report on the next council meeting. I had put the next item on the agenda myself. Several meetings ago, the council did appoint Mr. Miles Davick as the council's appointment to state of the commission. After the meeting, it was pointed out to me by members of the council and other members of the legislature that there were people who would have liked an opportunity to be considered for serving in that appointment who did not receive consideration. I did speak with Mr. Davick about this subject and explained to him that, in my opinion, that the council action may have been hasty and that not entirely fair to other people who were interested in serving. Since that time, also, Mr. Davick, I think, has filed for office. So I don't know. I talked to Miles Davick about this. I said that the council may consider rescinding their action for the purpose of considering the broader number of names for appointment purposes. And I personally would be in favor of doing that. However, it's up to the council. Representative Phillips.
Is there a policy on state of commission to file for public office? Is there a conflict? Or I understand that Boucher was on there and he signed.
They have a policy on it, but there's no statutory.
So the commission itself has a policy.
They have a policy, but it's a volunteer.
Okay.
So,
do we know that Mr. Davidge has made that determination whether to resign? Do we know for sure whether Mr. Davidge has decided to withdraw his withdraw from the state of the commission or not?
I don't know. I haven't spoken to Mr. Davidge since his visit to general for the state of the commission.
Sure.
Represent that.
Well, they have a meeting to take our next meeting.
I don't know.
Well, it seemed to me that maybe we should.
That's probably a fair suggestion.
Some people decide to run the legislature months in advance. He might have just, that might have been a very recent decision of his. Right. Who knows, we might have find out that he doesn't want to be in the Congress State of Commission. He might even run.
That's probably a fair suggestion. The only other item of business that I can think of is the next meeting date. I suggested July 9th in Anchorage as the next meeting of the council. Is there a place we could meet there? I don't know if there can.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, the library. River.
The library.
What's up with that? Well, I would like, really like to have one as soon as we could after the beginning of the fiscal year, because sometimes you have a meeting date and you don't get a quorum.
Mr. Chairman, and just only because I'm a public-spirited person, even though I mumbled with Bill Ray about it earlier, I will not object, even though that's my 39th birthday, and I have five fundraisers planned for that day in Fairbanks. I'll work it out somehow. Sure, I'll probably not do it wrong.
We may excuse you.
I didn't ask to be excused.
Were you going to have a...
is your objection to that? Is it is the date? Okay, we'll adopt it.
Eagle River out of the road.
Eagle River Library?
Eagle River Library is something to change.
Okay, would you confirm that space for us?
We'll have a big event. We'll have banners. The crowd will be there. We'll have to see it down the stand.
Barbecue.
We're looking for right transportation from, let's say.
Is there other business to come before the council?
We have. We adjourn until July 9th, 1982, at the Eagle River Library.
Right.
Nice turn, 10 o'clock in the morning.
Subject
to call.
Subject to call. I'm not aware what all the plane schedules are. Let's just pick the date, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
That's not what my work schedule is going to look like.
Okay, Kelly. Are you happy?